Constellation.
Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about spirituality and intuitive empowerment where we help each other evolve and ascend through conscious community. I'm Alexa, a healer who utilizes EFT, also known as tapping, to help you process stuck emotions, release limiting beliefs, and reconnect with your inner child.
I'm Ambrosia, a psychic medium and Arcturian channel, here to uplift and inspire you to see that you are capable of more than you know.
Together, we empower people to live extraordinary lives.
We do want to warn you. If you hang out with us long enough, you'll start to believe in yourself and realize that you're capable of anything.
Enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Welcome back once again to Inner Bloom Podcast. I'm Alexa.
I'm Ambrosia. Hi, everybody.
And yeah, we are here today to, I guess this is a special episode.
And it's a special episode and bittersweet. So we've been doing this podcast for over 5 years now. We started off strong three times a week and quickly realized that that was way too aggressive, too ambitious, and went to twice a week. And
recently, we've been at 0 times a week.
Yeah, recently we've been at no times a week because life has gotten in the way, and we're going through different iterations in our life right now. And so we've decided. We've decided to take a break from the podcast for a bit.
It's. Essentially what's happening is that, man, that feels so weird to like say and acknowledge, but essentially what's happening is that Ambrosia and I are both at this point in our lives, kind of at the same time, even though it's for different reasons and we're going through different things technically, we're at this point where neither of us have time or capacity for the podcast. And it's becoming to the point where things are slipping through the cracks, or we just can't make things happen anymore because we just – I have a toddler. I have some other things going on in my life that are changing dynamics and such. Ambrosia has things going on in her life that need her attention. And so
– our families just really need us right now, and we have to really focus on our families. And I think to both of us, it's safe to say that that is more important than anything else. And so we just have to let something go.
Yeah. And I think that was like a really hard – this was obviously like a really hard decision to come to. And I think it took a lot of processing and talking for both of us because it felt like – like part of it felt like giving up on something that's so great that we've built for so long that we love. Like in our heart, we love this podcast and we love this community and we love – the experiences we've had through it, and we love the purpose that it gives us and all of that. But it's gotten to a point for us where the actual making of the podcast isn't fun anymore because we don't have energy. We don't have extra energy. And, you know, when we think back on when we started the podcast, we were just like so – we had – a lot of ability to like make time. We had a lot of enthusiasm, which would inspire us to create even more time. And we were being really inspired because there was something that we both really wanted from this podcast, which was one, I think we both had people we wanted to like grow into, like the next versions of ourselves. And then two, we were so inspired by our mission, which was to like normalize the abnormal and to provide a community where people didn't feel like they were a weirdo for having like a paranormal experience or an extrasensory experience. Like they could feel like they were normal and that it just wasn't something that was talked about, but we were going to be vulnerable and talk about it so that people could feel like seen and heard. And I think that happened, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, after 5 years now, it's like we have grown into these people and we have changed our lives in certain ways and we have created that space and that feels so good. And I don't think we have, I think we're so consumed with what's going on in our lives and just trying to make sure we pump out some episodes that we're not inspired anymore because we don't have like our next goal, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that somewhere along the way, the goal for me, the last like this year has been more about like hitting certain metrics and then getting like positive and negative feedback, you know, and then like, what are you inspired by and what motivates you? And that's just not fun for me. That's not, that's not fun for anybody to be like, I've got to hit this metric, this goal and do this thing and then I'll be happy. And that's unrealistic. That's not what happens. And I think the other day when you and I were talking on the phone and you said it so beautifully, you said, we named this podcast Inner Bloom and we've bloomed. We've done it. So, oh, it's going to fucking make me cry. So,
but that's something we should be really proud of. You know, like I think when I was thinking back on the podcast today and I was like, man, what a ride, because we've had amazing moments, terrible moments. We've had scary moments. We've had exciting moments. We've had some big ideas that were successes. We've had some big ideas that were failures. You know, we've run the gamut. And I think that's really like all you can ask for from an experience is to like have that full range of emotions and experiences. And like you said, like we bloomed, we did it. And now it's like, okay, now how are we gonna take that to the next level? And I think when we're so engaged with the initial concept, which is kind of uninspired at this point.
Yeah.
It's so hard to transition to the next thing because we're holding on to this initial thing. And, you know, we need a break. We just need a break. We need space. And I personally do not think this is the end. Like, whether we start back Inner Bloom in like a new way or we just have a new thing, I don't know what it is. I don't think this is the end. I just think this is a very necessary break that we both like deserve, and also a space where new energy and creativity can flow through, you know?
I think that what it reminds me of a lot is in the beginning, or I think the second year, I would overextend myself crazy. Crazy overextend myself. And my guides would like, I would get the flu or I would get like, I would get really sick, like back to back to back to back. And basically the message that I got was, it was my guides being like, rest. You just need to rest. Right. And so I think that everything going on in my personal life that I really don't want to share. And that's the other part of being so vulnerable and so open with everybody is like, I'm kind of tired. I'm kind of, I don't want to, I don't really want to do it anymore. I don't want to be so vulnerable and open. I want to keep some things private. So anyway, the thing going on with my family right now requires, I would say, 80% of my attention. And I just need a job where I don't, it's like I could do it automatically and I don't really have to think about it and I don't take it home. And so that's what I'm going to do for a little bit instead of, I love this podcast. I love retreats. I love the community that we have built and we're still going to be in Super Bloom once a month. We're still going to do that. But you know, my kids require my attention and they're only little ones and I want to give it to them and they're getting older quick.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's crazy. I didn't fully understand the way that, being a mom, it's just, I don't know, when your kids need you or they need your attention or they, it is so difficult to mentally, emotionally, spiritually be like, well, mommy has to do this right now. And especially when she does not want to do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
like if she really wants to do it, okay, that's one thing. If she really doesn't want to do it, I've never experienced such like paralyzation of like
mom guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I did the past couple weeks.
And there are necessary evils, right? Like I have to make money. I have to live in this economy, right?
Yeah.
And so, but I mean, that's the other part of this is that the podcast, the readings, it's not making money like it was. And so I have to let it go. And it sucks. It's hard. I'm going to do some readings, but I'm grossly scaling down my hours. It's really only when my kids are asleep or not with me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they come first. And I really love being a mom and I don't want to fuck that up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. I get it. And I also think what you said earlier about like just being tired and wanting a break and like wanting not to have to think so much and not have to invest so much and not have to constantly reinvent. It's like, we've been doing that for 5+ years it's exhausting. It really is. And so I think this is going to be a really, really healthy time. Actually, I don't know if you can tell, but I can already tell that like ever since we made this decision, like I feel like we've both been a little more like at peace. I feel like.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't want to see it. And because I'm the type of person that like you have to really like. You have to make it to where I'm taking a break. You have to really push me down. And this is what has happened, right? Mm-hmm. But I was still like, I can juggle everything. I can do all of this, you know, which is ridiculous. But I digress. So since we've come to this decision, I have had more peace. Mm-hmm. I've had, like, went for a run today. And I think if this was 2 months ago, I would have been doing readings in the morning. I would have been go, go, go from the time I wake up. Mm-hmm. And I just went for a run and I came back to my house and there was breakfast and it was just nice. We're just eating together and just enjoying each other's company. And I'm like, yeah, this is peace. Mm-hmm. This is peace.
And that's what something I said to you when we were having this initial discussion, I was like, I think it's okay that we choose ourselves. Like, I think it's okay that we put ourselves and our own well-being and our own peace and our own – I think that's good. That's a great reason to take a break, you know? And, I've just noticed, like, the past couple times I've talked to you, it's been like, hey, like, just very, like, chill. And I love that for you because I know you are juggling so much and you know – constantly trying to make everything work because you have a lot going on in your life. I have a lot going on in my life. And that being said, you know, we want to just thank everyone who has listened to this podcast, who has been a part of our community, who has engaged with us and supported us and just been there however long you have been there, because you have made these past 5.5 years so magical and wonderful for us. And you've enabled us to do so many things that I don't even know if we thought we could do.
It's truly been like the best time of my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's going to make me cry.
I've had the time of my life. I think the only reason first of all, it's okay to cry because it is weird. And I don't think I'm letting it like fully hit me. But I do think – I also just have a lot of faith that, I don't know, like we'll come back together. Maybe that's misguided. I don't know.
Am definitely like the more pessimistic one of the two of us. Okay. And I am like, it is over. Yeah. Oh my God. But I also think like, you know, like maybe it's not. The reason that we're so like back and forth is because we decided that we're going to take a break. We're going to come back together, not on the podcast, but like, obviously behind we're still going to talk to each other, yeah. But behind the scenes, at the beginning of next year, and see how we feel. Mm-hmm. And see if we want to keep going with the podcast, but we're going to change the format drastically and we'll mm-hmm. update you on that. Mm-hmm. But it is going to be a huge shift because mm-hmm. we just can't keep going the way that we've been going for 5+ years. But we have a fun idea. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do in the meantime is we're going to release old episodes still twice a week. So mm-hmm. you're going to keep hearing us. But we're going to start over from the beginning. So it's going to be like episode one. And I want to apologize about the audio. We didn't know what we were doing in the beginning. Also, yeah. Some of the episodes are pretty cringy. And I apologize about that.
Terrible. I also really want to apologize just for like anything that is just.
Oh, your fear. Here we go.
What?
My fear that I'm going to get canceled. Like, you're saying, I mean, we're canceling ourselves. So yeah. Like. What are they going to do? You know?
Oh, no. I know. But it is my fear that, like, I hate looking back on things because I – like, yeah. things I've done because I always feel like that was such a – I always feel like I've evolved so much since then. So that version of me must be a freaking idiot. Like, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
This is just my – I just always think like this. So I really hate looking back. But – I think this is also a sign of how much I've grown because Ambi brought up this idea and like part of me wanted to be like, well, but shouldn't we? And I was like, no, it's just your fear doing that thing again. Just put it up. Yes, good you job. Have said some cringy things. Yes, you have said some ignorant things. Yes, you have yeah. you've done it all. But that's okay because you've been human and so have you. We've been human and we've grown. And I think also for those of you who maybe came into the podcast a little later, maybe it'll be really interesting to see
how we've
if you listen.
Evolved.
Yeah. Yeah, how we've changed yeah. and how many things that we've how many things we talked about in the beginning have like come into our lives. Because when we yeah. started the podcast, I wasn't married. I didn't have any kids. And I think I was like kind of like a lost individual. Well, I just wanted to feel powerful and empowered in my life, and I don't think I really did in the beginning. And Ambrosia, I mean, well, I'm not going to speak for you, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, changed. I think that there's, you know, I had a job that I really didn't like, and I feel like I'm kind of going to that, but that's fine. That's neither here nor there. But yeah, it was interesting. I don't know. Tell me what your thoughts are, guys.
Yeah, you guys can
We
want
to hear
know.
From you still. Let us know. Yeah. Send us an email. Check us out on Instagram. And let us know what you think. Because mm-hmm. I'd love to hear it. And if you hate us, that's okay. Because people hate us now. So no big deal.
Yeah. Also, we want to let our patrons know what's going to happen with Patreon. So we are also going to be taking a break from Patreon. Again, it's just not sustainable anymore, and that sucks because we love our patrons and we love engaging with you guys, and we've had such an incredible content and like experiences with you guys as well. But again, we really want to take this break. So that being said, what's going to happen with Patreon is that if you guys – there's a chance we'll return in a few, you know, 3 to 6 months, something like that. I don't know, but I'm just saying there is a chance we'll return. In the meantime, if you guys want to keep supporting us in any way, that would be so amazing. We would appreciate that so much just because we are kind of stepping back from a lot. And so, you know, we would love it. But obviously, if you can't or don't want to, 100% understand. Yeah. So the way that Patreon works, just so you know, is like we cannot delete your account. You have to be the one to say like, I no longer want to be a patron of Interbloom anymore. You have to go on your account and do that. So that being said, today when we are recording this is October 1st. October 1st is usually when our patrons' accounts are charged for the month, but some of our patrons signed up at a more recent time. I'm not going to get into it, but basically not all of our patrons are charged on the 1st. Some are charged at different dates. That being said, if you've been charged on the 1st of this month and you are like, no, I want my money back, whatever it is, please email us or message us on Patreon. Message us on Patreon, actually, that's easier. Message us on Patreon and just say, hey, I was charged on this date, would love a refund for this month, whatever. And we'll just refund you for the month. And then just make sure to like deactivate your account if you don't want to be charged again. After this month, we're not going to, basically once it's November, we're not going to be doing like refunds or dealing with any of that, just because by then you'll have had enough time to deactivate your own account. And we don't want to have to be on our break kind of like constantly dealing with Patreon stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you all understand that, and thank you for being so patient with us, especially the last month. I know we things haven't been on schedule.
It's been hard to schedule, and I'm just going to be transparent. I've had very serious family emergencies come up, life or death stuff. Yeah. So that's why we haven't been able to schedule. Emotionally, I've been kind of a wreck. So
yeah.
It's been a rough month. It's been a real fucking rough month, but we're going to talk about how to make that up. So we will keep you posted. Keep looking at Patreon for updates on that.
Mm-hmm. And anything else?
There was one more thing, but now I can't remember what it was.
Anyone who's listening, our retreat is still happening. If anyone was worried about that, our retreat is happening. It's actually our retreat is happening October 12th to October 15th in Virginia Beach. And it's actually gearing up to be like one of our best. We have so many cool, fun activities planned.
Hopefully not the last one, but definitely the last one for a while.
For a little bit.
So we will keep you updated on the status of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I would say safely follow our social media accounts, our private ones, and then we'll update that to let you guys know what we're doing and how we're feeling. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you a million times. We are so grateful. And hopefully this isn't goodbye. This is just a see you later. And we love you so much. So until next time, whenever that might
be. Keep on blooming. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you would like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast.